Thanks and good afternoon. Firefighters have all but extinguished the Sugar Bowl Fire in the Six Rivers National Forest. That is the fire that burned 10 acres and forced the closing of Highway 96 until Sunday afternoon. Crews have opened the road again and have been removing debris from the roadway. The U.S. Forest Service reports one minor injury among firefighters, but said that the fire was difficult to fight given the rough, steep, and rocky terrain. Crews have been looking for hot spots in the fire that spread when burning embers blew across the highway last week. Humboldt County and state law enforcement groups have joined to shut down a rash of pot farms on Yurok tribal land. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office said the group, which also included tribal police, worked to uproot 12,000 pot plants and 300 pounds of processed bud. 35 officers spent 3 days last week in the eradication campaign. They served 20 county search warrants and 9 tribal search warrants and found 7 firearms. Officials say they also found extensive environmental damage. They've made no arrests but have several suspects and expect to have arrest warrants for them. A southern Humboldt camping trip turned into a long and painful night on foot for a Georgia man. The man claimed he was shot in the foot while camping with a friend. The victim told authorities that he was walking for hours with the foot wound until he was able to find a ride to Gerald Phelps Community Hospital in Garberville. The victim said he had tried to break up a fight between two adult men at the campsite when he heard a gunshot and felt the wound. The Georgia man said he did not know the location of his campsite and could not provide other details. Authorities are investigating and looking for the friend with whom he was camping. A traffic stop in Blue Lake conducted on Friday night by a sheriff's deputy turned up suspected methamphetamine, a small amount of marijuana, and a flare used by wildland firefighters to start backfires. The deputy pulled over a truck driven by 56-year-old John Walter Wilson, along with passenger 54-year-old Michael Paul Gully, both of McKinleyville and both on probation with a search clause. With a CHP officer on scene, the truck was searched and 9 grams of suspected meth, the weed, and the flare were discovered. Both men were arrested and booked into the county jail. Meanwhile, Fortuna police arrested 37-year-old Bayside resident Robert Zamora on Sunday evening after responding to a report that he had just assaulted his girlfriend and violated both a court-ordered restraining order and his probation in doing so. When officers reached the scene at the residence in the 4000 block of Mill Street, they saw Zamora fleeing into a wooded area behind the house. A canine unit was called in to assist in the search, and the dog located Zamora hiding in some brush about 200 yards behind that residence. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. During the summer season, Humboldt County experiences an influx of tourists, meaning more cars on the street. And that's why it's essential for motorists to drive cautiously on the roadways, especially in the presence of construction work. CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey visited Talk Shop on Thursday and explained how the CHP conducts enforcement along construction zones.
The way we've been running it, we've had at least 2 CHP units on scene. We're talking about the construction right now between the speed corridor and then a little bit north of that into Arcata area. And so we try to have at least 2 units on, typically one on each side of, you know, northbound and southbound, just as you enter the construction zone. What we find is when you get CHP officers out there, people tend to slow down a little bit more.
Harvey clarified that his department is not simply shifting officers from one part of the county to another.
So when I say that there's 2 units assigned to that, that's 2 units that wouldn't have normally been working that night. Because we have all in Northern Humboldt County, we got to pay attention to you and we still got to respond to you. You know, and then you got that whole issue of response time when you got to go through Eureka area and, you know, we get a crash out on Highway 36. So we got to keep units south of that. We have to keep our concerns spread out throughout Humboldt County to make sure that we're not neglecting a certain portion of the county.
Harvey added that most work is performed at night. All the more reason to drive slowly and carefully when crossing through construction areas. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.